Here's a Christmas memory brought to you by the residents of Orchard View by the Mississippi.
Hi, I am Margaret Cochran, and this is my Christmas story. We're a family of five girls, four born in the 1930s, and my sister in 1943. We were always very happy and contented with the things we had, although we did not have a lot of toys. We were delighted to get new pajamas for Christmas or sweaters or winter clothing. Anything new was a big hit. Our Aunt Edith came from San Francisco one Christmas in 1939, and she brought us some gifts that were totally unexpected. She brought us a tiny toy train and tracks, and a small set of china dishes, and two stuffed teddy bears, a brown one and a black one. These special toys were put in the closet off the spare bedroom, and there they stayed, it seemed like, for many years. The bears grew several inches while they were in the closet. They came out only when Mother was there to supervise and put them away after playtime. One Christmas I remember very well when we received a big baby doll that cried. She had beautiful eyes and closed them when you laid her on her back, and she cried when you put her on her tummy. She was a source of endless hours of entertainment when we played house. The cat was delighted when she didn't have to wear a bonnet and sweater and sleep in the doll's bed every time we played. Eventually, we had to expand the doll game. One of us would grab the doll and start running, and we kept her crying the whole time. And just like that, the chase was on, through the house and down the stairs, around the staircase, around the kitchen, and outside the door if necessary. Mother had a storage room upstairs, and one year when I was about five, we went looking for Christmas presents. We didn't find any presents, but we did find a treasure of Grandma's old clothing she wasn't wearing, great for dress-up. And in a metal box, we found a layer of Mother's wedding cake. Guess what we did with that? We ate every bite. And I'm sure that's why to this day that I've got my taste for fruitcake. We had a big extension table that seated 12 to 14 diners. And when we were getting ready for Christmas the day before, we were opening the table, and out came a cache of dried bread crusts tumbling onto the floor from under the table. Our hiding place had been discovered. This had been an easy way to dispose of bread crusts that we couldn't eat. We weren't allowed to waste anything in those days and couldn't leave the table until our plate was clean. The wood stove in the kitchen was the hub of the Christmas dinner, where Mother roasted the chickens and cooked lots of root vegetables from the storage in the basement. No matter how busy Mother was, she always found time to make Laura Secord chocolates. This was a Christmas activity that we always looked forward to because we could roll the soft centers for Mother to dip, and we got to eat any of the mistakes that didn't turn out right. One Christmas while we were working in the kitchen, I decided to make my toasted butter in the oven, and I left my fork in it so that it would be easy to get out. Well, I can tell you, no one had to tell me not to do that again. Christmas Day, if we played in the house, we danced to the wind-up gramophone records, and we played crokinole, checkers, and board games. One of our favorite games was called Peter Coddles. One of the older girls read the story, and every time she stopped, we filled in the blank with a word from our cards. And we would laugh endlessly at this game and love to play it. In the fall, we picked up nuts at the back of the farm if we got there before the squirrels. And a big treat Christmas Day was cracking butternuts with a hammer on a block of wood. After you had hit your fingers a few times, you were glad to pass the hammer on to the next person. If it was a nice day, we could take a sleigh and go outside and play. And when Mother went to the barn to help with the milking, we found that you could slide in the house and not get cold. Our stairway was long and not too steep, and we found that the flattened cardboard box made a wonderful sleigh to come down the stairway. Somehow, we knew better than to try this when Mother was in the house. 80 years later, we still have many's a laugh when we get together and reminisce about our times on the farm at Christmas. We survived those years, but I'm not too sure why. We sure were a challenging bunch, but we could entertain ourselves for hours with endless games, and Dr. Seuss sure had nothing on us.
Merry Christmas from Orchard View by the Mississippi. If you'd like to find out more about us, drop by. We are at 219 Patterson Street or on Facebook at Orchard View, Mississippi.